half-averted, hung pale and pink from his decaying yellow teeth. He made straight for an armchair on the opposite side of the table, sat down clumsily, and began to cough. The man with the withered arm gave this newcomer a short glance of positive dislikes. The old woman took no notice of his arrival, but remained with her eyes fixed steadily on the fire. "I said it's your own choosing," said the man with the withered arm, when the coughing had ceased for a while. "It's my own choosing," I answered. The man with the shade became aware of my presence for the first time, and threw his head back for a moment and sidewards to see me. I caught a momentary glimpse of his eyes, small and bright and inflamed. Then he began to cough and splutter again. "Why don't you drink?" said the man with the withered arm, pushing the beer towards him. The man with the shade poured out a glassful with a shaky hand that splashed half as much again on the deal table. A monstrous shadow of him crouched upon the wall and mocked his action as he poured and drank. I must confess, I had scarce expected these grotesque custodians. There is, to my mind, something inhuman in senility, something crouching.